You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The government is likely to extend the deadline for implementing licensing of laptops, tablets, personal computers and servers by around 9 to 12 months beyond the current one, which kicks in from November 1st. Sources said that discussions between the government and industry are at an advanced stage on this front, and it is felt that since the response to the Rs 17,000 crore IT hardware production-linked incentive scheme has been quite positive, a year's time should be given for results to show on the domestic manufacturing front. Another factor which has weighed in favor of deferring the November 1st deadline is that there has been a surge in smartphones and electronic exports in FY23. It seems to be raining money at quite a few corner offices of India Inc., with the number of CEOs with Rs 10 crore plus salary package increasing significantly in FY23. A total of 201 CEOs in 1,291 companies, which have revealed the figures so far, have got salaries over Rs 10 crore. The corresponding number for 2,703 companies was 233 in FY22. The chief executives of some of the larger Indian companies were, however, not as lucky, with their salaries going down significantly. For example, JSW Group Chairman Sachin Jindal got a total salary of Rs 51.36 crore in FY23, compared to FY22's Rs 134.8 crore, and HCL Tech CEO C. Vijayakumar's salary dropped as much as 80%. Meanwhile, Zepto, which started operations just 2.5 years ago after morphing from its previous avatars, is present across 7 cities, operates around 240 dark stores, maintains over 6,690 stock-keeping units, and has doubled its daily delivery capacity to 350,000 orders in just over a year. The icing on the cake, of course, came last month when it raised $200 million at a valuation of $1.4 billion, thereby ending an 11-month unicorn drought in India. That's not all. Zepto is planning another funding round ahead of its planned listing by early 2025. Zepto's co-founder says the focus from here on will be to turn EBITDA, that is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, positive in 12 to 15 months. Moving on, exports of high-value basmati rice have slowed down sharply after the government recently imposed the minimum exports price of $1,200 per ton till October 15. Official sources told EFI that only a fraction of the consignment above the prescribed MEP is currently being cleared for shipment by the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Exports Development Authority. A committee is currently set up by APEDA to look into large variations in the contract price of basmati exported last month, with the lowest price being $359 per ton against the average export price of $1,214 per ton. The MEP temporarily was imposed also to restrict illegal shipment of white non-basmati rice in the garb of premium basmati rice. Transactions on the government e-marketplace platform is rising at a scorching pace, and a clutch of state governments are expected to climb aboard the bandwagon soon. Government departments and state-run companies will have to pay 1% penalty for delayed payments for goods and services purchased via the portal, effective the end of this month, a senior official said Monday. In April-August of this year, procurement through GEM stood at Rs 1.1 trillion, up 80% on year. Since its launch in mid-2016, GEM has processed 16.7 million orders worth more than Rs 5 trillion. Last year, the transaction worth Rs 2.01 trillion were done on the portal. In 2020, the government decided to levy a 1% penalty on government departments and agencies for delayed payments to vendors selling goods on the GEM platform. Over to market, shares of metal companies and manufacturers are shining, with the BSE Metals Index at a 17-month high. On Monday, the index rose 613.92 points, or 2.72%, the biggest gainer among sectoral indices, to 23,156.06. The previous high was 23,595.15 on April 11, 2022. It has comfortably outperformed the benchmark Sensex, gaining 7% over the past month, compared to a 0.14% fall in the benchmark. Moreover, it has returned 21.4% over the past year, compared to 10.7% by the Sensex. Multiple policy measures by China in recent months to revive the ailing economy have come as a shot in the arm for global commodity prices, with global market players saying the measures will provide the much-needed boost to its property sector. Lastly, let's look at the stocks that you need to focus on today. These include Cipla, Oil India, Escorts Kubota, Ramco Cements, Tata Power and Hero Motor Corp. Escorts Kubota announced a price hike for its tractors starting September 16, as mentioned in a regulatory filing on September 4. On the other hand, Tata Power Renewable Energy inked a deal with Newsome Industry for the delivery of 26 MW solar power, situated in Jamkhed, Maharashtra, with an annual generation capacity of 59 MU. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.